Welcome to this week's episode of the Inner Circle podcast. For those of you who don't know, when I'm not wearing my Techspective cape, I am senior manager of content marketing for Alert Logic. So I have with me this week someone from Alert Logic, Mr. Brandon Board. So Brandon, can you tell us a little bit about your role and what you do at Alert Logic?
Sure, absolutely. Again, my name is Brandon Board. I am Senior Director of Corporate Security, IT Compliance, Audit, and Risk Management. So basically what my team's role is to ensure that the data of our 4,000 or so customers and the data of our employees is adequately protected at all times. Given the nature of us having 4,000 customers, a lot of customers have different compliance obligations that they need to adhere to, whether that's PCI or HIPAA or FFIEC in the financial space. And then that responsibility extends to us as an organization, so we have to make sure that our environments also comply with those requirements to make sure that all customers are comfortable with using our products and services going forward.
Okay. Well, and so, what you just hit on, I think, is interesting, and that's what I want to focus on really for our conversation, and that is, if you're working anywhere in IT, and specifically in IT security, I'm sure you're well aware that the GDPR, what is it, General Data Protection Regulation, goes into effect. It's a European Union rule law, goes into effect May 25th, companies are trying to get a handle on handling customer data and how they're working with personal information of employees and customers, and I wanted to find out so you in your role for Alert Logic. What is Alert Logic as a company doing internally? Not so much the broad thing, but what are the important lessons that you've kind of picked up along the way, that you've heard from other people, peers of yours in other companies? What are the important lessons around GDPR?
Absolutely. I'm happy to share a few of those with you. I mean, I think one of the first points of confusion that I hear from folks in the marketplace that don't really currently understand GDPR or what their obligations are is, some organizations believe this is purely a security-driven activity, that we're going to protect customer data, we'll encrypt the data, access to the data will be, only to authorized individuals, things of that nature. And that's not true. I mean, security is a portion of what GDPR expects of organizations, but it's, I would say it's 15% to 20%. I mean, it's a process-driven activity, it's a policy-driven activity, the legal-driven activity. I mean, really, it affects the entire business operations. I mean, it really forces you to understand the entire operations of your business, from sales to marketing to finance to HR to engineering to customer support. It's with the nature of SaaS businesses and Alert Logic being one, it data flows so quickly and so interchangeably across your environment at any given time. It's almost like you have to know all and see all at any given point, and it's very difficult. And I think you have to really take it from a high level perspective and say, okay, do I really understand my business? Do I know how my business operates? And once you learn that, you begin kind of setting guardrails up and trying to figure out, okay, how do I scope this out from a risk perspective and do this in a systematic manner that makes the most sense to my business?
Okay. All right. So it's kind of at a high level, one of the big lessons is just it's much broader than you might think of at first glance. Like if you just think of, okay, it's a security compliance, framework or whatever. But you're saying it's a much more comprehensive, in order to do it properly, you have to have a much broader understanding of your business and how and where data is being used. That sum it up?
No, yeah, I mean, absolutely. And I'll give you a perfect example just based upon our business model. I mean, we're a security as a service provider. So, you know, we ingest, customer security event logs, threat data, things of that nature. So that's one focus of, we consider that personally identifiable information or personal data, so to speak. But, we have a sales and marketing organization, and they generate, lead data, prospect information. That's a separate feed in the organization completely. We have a talent management organization that focuses on our employees, that we have to understand how that data flows across our organization. So it's a multitude of activities that you have to get your hands wrapped around. If not, you're literally playing whack-a-mole and assuming that you're touching on everything unless you take a look at the big picture.
Okay. So in your efforts to kind of understand GDPR and how it applies to AlertLogic and what you need to do, if you had to pick one thing, what would you say would be like the most surprising or the most painful lesson that you had to deal with, and how did you address that?
Yeah, this is gonna kind of sound funny, but the biggest painful exercise that my team has experienced in this journey is the time that we have to spend educating service providers that we use on GDPR and what it means to them, what their obligations are. As a SaaS organization, we leverage SaaS products quite heavily. We use Office 365 for email. We use PagerDuty for employee on-call notifications. We utilize ADP for payroll, things of that nature. So given the nature of GDPR, I have to put in place contractual obligations between AlertLogic and those vendors to ensure that they understand what their GDPR requirements are, and they're agreeing to accept those in a contractual manner. You would be surprised the number of vendors that I contact and say, hey, I just want to understand where you are on GDPR compliance. And their response is, well, either let me get back with you, and it turns into a vacuum of a few weeks before someone responds back, or they don't believe that they have to be GDPR compliant. And that's a very big misnomer that I think a lot of folks in the industry don't understand. And it's not regional focus. A lot of times I hear that, well, I'm a US-based organization, I don't have to be GDPR compliant. I mean, it is a content-based approach. If you think that you're gonna have an EU citizen that's gonna be enrolling in a product of yours or subscribing to a service of yours, that has an obligation for you to be GDPR compliant. So it's really, the education, the training, and it feels like to me that not a lot of organizations at this point clearly understand what their responsibilities are, and they're trying to play catch up. And my team is spending a lot of time helping educating those users to make sure we're protecting AlertLogic, so we therefore can protect our customers in the manner that it's expected of us.
That makes sense. And you touched on something that I think is interesting, in that, again, I mean, May 25th is not that far away at this point. You only got a couple of months to kind of get a hold of your data and understand how GDPR applies to you. But it does seem like there are still a lot of organizations, not just in the United States, but around the world, who are not in the European Union, who are still under the impression that this is a European Union regulation that doesn't apply to them. I think it's important for organizations to understand that, there's really only one internet. You're all on the same internet, and unless you're blocking entire EU subnets, there's no way for you to really guarantee you don't have EU customers and EU that you're not interacting with people from the European Union. I look at GDPR and I say, okay, yeah, the EU came up with the rules and the EU implemented this regulation and this framework, but it is a global compliance mandate.
Absolutely. And I think that, this is one of the first examples that, unfortunately, I think what's going to happen is there's going to be a few hard lessons learned by organizations. Between you and I and everyone on this podcast, if you're asking me what my opinion is, I think what you're going to see is, when the actual regulation comes into enforcement on May 25th, is, the EU Commission and the data protection authorities are going to find a few examples of individuals that are a few organizations that haven't hit their obligations, and they're probably going to suffer the consequences of those. and that's going to kind of right-size the ship a little bit, and that's going to make it look as serious as some organizations should be taking it. So, I mean, there's probably going to be some hard lessons from some organizations, and hopefully people will understand the gravity of the situation and come to pass and treat it as important as we would treat any other regulation that's U.S.-based.
Sounds good. So, again, with knowing that the May 25th deadline is coming up fast, if there was, someone came to you or there's someone listening to the podcast who, for whatever reason, is just getting started or still trying to kind of get things going in terms of GDPR compliance, what would you say would be like the top three things that you would suggest they need to do right away to get as close as possible? I mean, at this point, I think it's a little late to start and think you're going to achieve complete compliance, but, using kind of an 80-20 rule approach, what are the three things that are going to get you most of the way there?
Yeah, I mean, I think the number one thing is to get executive buy-in and sponsorship. I mean, no one team, no one person is going to be able to accomplish this activity alone. It's educating your executives, trying to describe to them why it's important, why it impacts them, why it matters to your organization. The Information Commissioner's Office, the ICO website in the European Union is a great resource for individuals that are trying to learn more about it and if need some support associated with what exactly it is. That's probably the number one thing is getting that buy-in, because without it, like I said, going back to what I said earlier, it's not just a security activity. It needs engagement from your entire business. And unless you have that engagement, you're probably not going to be as successful as you would be by having that engagement up front. Secondarily, I would probably say the sooner you can complete an entire inventory of all your personal data, where you have it, where it resides, where the data flows, that is probably the number two most important thing. Because if you don't know where your personal data is, you don't know why you're processing it, you don't know what protection mechanisms you have on it, you don't know what your legal basis is for having it. These are all things that are required by the GDPR and need you have those done as soon as possible. And then probably lastly, it's communicate, communicate, communicate. You have to train your workforce on what GDPR is and what the expectations are of them. It's one thing to say your compliance officer knows, your data protection officer knows, your HR department knows, but even managers, for example, that would be managing EU-based employees, there's still requirements and expectations of them of how they treat data. When their employee comes to them and say, hey, I'm sick today, I'm going to have to take some time off. Okay, well, how do I handle that email? But that's personal identifiable information that's specifically around the behavior of that individual and provide some sensitive information to them. It's how do I treat that? I'm not allowed to share that with anyone. How long should I retain that email communication? It's truly, in my mind, a game changer for how business need to operate as an ongoing practice going forward. And I think that's what's going to be important. It's going to be a period of time where you're going to train individuals on what the expectations are, and then it's going to become commonplace and ongoing activities, and they're going to be following these activities in their daily business life on a day-to-day basis.
Well, that's, I think, good advice. And one of the things that I think is sort of interesting about GDPR is, I mean, we've already got SOX and HIPAA and GLBA and, every PCI, we have all these other compliance frameworks that are either, regional or they're tied to specific industry sectors or whatever, and they've all got overlapping. The general goal is the same for all of them. How they go about prescribing solutions is generally vague because they don't want to paint themselves into a corner as technology changes. And my understanding of GDPR is that it's even maybe less prescriptive than a lot of the other ones, where it's more really just, hey, we want you to kind of do these things. But the upside to it, in my opinion, is the EU is giving it teeth, and it seems like it's much more likely that to for businesses to take it more seriously and actually take action, because a lot of these other ones, yeah, you're supposed to be compliant, but the cost of non-compliance isn't really that big a deal.
Yes, I would agree with that. I mean, us, as AlertLogic, like I said, being a business to business service provider, It's important for us to adhere to all compliance requirements that our customers expect us to and all regulatory requirements, because at the end of the day, if we're not, we're going to lose business, and that's going to be the driver for us. So the teeth, the regulatory fine teeth, is important, but it's already important to us because we want to make sure our business is successful. You know, where you really see the teeth taking more hold, so to speak, is when you're talking about organizations that deal more with individuals directly, your Facebooks, your Googles, your things of that nature, that by nature, you know, may or may not think of these things as being important. But when you put the regulatory teeth behind them, that makes organizations that deal more directly with individual consumers to do the right thing, or hopefully that's the intention, is to do the right thing.
All right. Well, that sounds awesome. I appreciate that you took the time to share with us, you know, what AlertLogic is doing. And like I said, I mean, you know, AlertLogic being a software as a service company in the security industry, you know, it's interesting because it's kind of like coming at it from both sides. You know, you're kind of on the one hand trying to help customers with GDPR, but first and foremost, AlertLogic is a company doing business around the world, and you know, and that burden falls, you know, basically to you and your team to make sure that AlertLogic is compliant with GDPR. So, you know, hopefully there's some nuggets of wisdom in there that other you know, other companies out there, and specifically other SaaS companies, can take away from this. And and like I said, the clock's ticking. So if you're not already doing GDPR, it's time to get cracking. So anyway, thank you very much, Brandon, for joining me.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.